Blog Talk Radio.
Football fans doing out there, we are back. This is your host, Mimi. This is Gameplay. It is Wednesday night, so you already know what time it is. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I will be joined very shortly by my guys, Dwayne and Big Marv. We have a great show planned for you this evening. Just want to thank everybody for showing up. Hope everybody is staying safe out there. And we have a lot of football to get into. I know everybody is so excited because we are getting closer and closer to football. We don't really talk about basketball too much, but the playoffs have started this evening, so it is a crazy day. But what that means when basketball playoffs is going, it means that football is closer and closer to us. So we're definitely excited about that. Got my guy Marv on the line. Welcome, Marv. How are you?
What's going on?
Good to have you. Good to have you. Yes, exactly. I was just telling them that we don't usually talk about basketball on our show, but I said the playoffs start tonight, and all that means is we are getting closer and closer to football. So that is exciting with the playoffs starting up. D, I got D on the line. He's just strolling in. Hey, D, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great, guys. Glad to see you guys on another fantastic week. Can't wait to get this one started. Excited for the subject. How y'all doing?
Exactly. We definitely have a great show planned for you guys, so definitely excited. We're here another Wednesday. You know, if you guys just tuning in, we're here every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Mountain Pacific. So, yes, boys, we have a great show to get into today. It's all about the revenge. This is such an exciting topic. There are some great games that are lined up for this specific topic of revenge games this season. So we know there's not a lot of stuff going on, so we found something interesting to talk about here this evening. But before we get started, guys, How are you feeling? How are you feeling about the seven games that the NFL has put out for revenge games? Do you think that with there being so much switch back and forth that where a couple of teams are like traded with each other, do you think like this was just happened to be, or do you think like there's some underlying factor here?
Who wants to? Is that a real question? Yeah, go ahead.
Man, you got to know that this is all that influence from the XFL. You know, they're writing the dialogue out here a little bit. They got a little bit of a theater for the people, but it's good. It's good entertainment. It makes a good sport. It's a lot of situations this year for revenge matchups. I've always kind of liked revenge games, even when it was Kareem Hunt versus, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs or something like that, just whatever. But, yeah, these revenge games are fun. But when we talk about it so early in the year, it almost can be overblown by the time we get there. You know, you have a few injuries, it'd be a completely different matchup.
I'm sure hoping that, you know, everybody stays healthy and is able to play their best game will make for the best revenge games. And just so we don't get cut off, we're going to roll right into it because you already know who I have to talk about. You know, it's going to be a never-ending topic talking about the Patriots. So I'm going to let you guys really answer this question because you already know, you know, where I'm going to stand, all of our listeners knowing that I am a Patriots fan. Don't mind me. I'm not biased, but I am a fan. So I do have an opinion when it comes to talking about the Patriots. Okay, so Tom Brady coming in with Tampa Bay. Obviously, he's coming to Foxborough. It's going to be a huge game. You know, I would imagine that the fans are going to be somewhat on his side. Because, again, they obviously, if you're a Patriots fan, you didn't want him to leave. You're hoping he will retire a Patriot. So this is an important game. However, I do feel like the fact that this game is week four, it's not going to be telling of how the teams will end up in the season. But so I think that's a disadvantage for the Patriots because they usually tend to get better as the season goes on. And this is very early. Usually when they're losing their games most of the time in the Tom Brady era is at the beginning of the season, you know, when they're still trying to figure things out. So I would imagine that they lose this game to Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay is the defending champion. It's going to be hard to beat them, especially with them coming back with everybody that they went out there. But there is a chance, you know, that Bill Belichick has put something together in this offseason that might give Tampa Bay a run for their money. And that's what I'm hoping for in this game is for it not to be a blowout. But I have a feeling that the Patriots are going to lose this game. D, you take this one first.
So we're talking about the Patriots game, correct? With correct. Tom Brady back home, coming back to see his fans, his adoring following, his people. And you're saying correct. That with it being week four, it's a disadvantage to the Patriots who get better as the season progresses. Which is a disadvantage for all teams because every team, even the Buccaneers last year, didn't really start hitting their peak engine until mid to end of the season. So they're both at a disadvantage if that's a piece that you're utilizing. But the Patriots are at a disadvantage, not even just that. Their team is going to look entirely different. So
well, that's what
have
I'm saying. Tampa Bay's coming back with
year.
The same Okay, I'm going to let you finish. Yeah. Tampa Bay's coming back with the same exact team that they had last year, which they were already gelling at the end of the year. So they're going to be in a position to know each other and to not have that disadvantage of having a completely new team looking 100% different and having to adjust to how each other plays. Tampa Bay already knows how their players play. Go ahead.
Man, all right, so it's going to boil down to the mind of Belichick versus the mind of Tom Brady, and that's what's going to be the most fun about watching this matchup. It's going to be the defense that Belichick puts together to give Tom Brady the biggest problems that he can. There's going to be a lot of pressures. There's going to be a lot of, people pressuring and jumping passes, forcing Tom to throw deep and baiting them to throw deep and hang one and get picked. I think it's going to be a game that we find out, you know, who's the real chess master of the two, so to speak. But the only, you know, issue is one guy's on the field and one guy's not. So you got to give the advantage to the guy with the ball in his hand, so to speak. So I could see a situation play out where, you know, Tampa wins the game, but the Patriots have the better record at the end of the regular season. You know, it could be a crazy situation like that. But it's going to be a real fun chess match to watch. That's going to be the essence of it. Brady versus Belichick, Tampa's offense versus the Patriots' defense.
It's definitely going to be a good game. I'm interested to see. Now, should Belichick win this game in week four, does that say anything for the Patriots, or does that just say that, you know, with everything going on any given Sunday?
No, I think 4 weeks in is like a, like it's like when you're probably at your best, like you're warmed up, but you're still fresh, so you're not too banged up most of the time. I think you're really going to be a good version of yourself at that stage in the season. So it's going to be a real good matchup. It's going to be, you know, hopefully it's going to be, you know, like I said, mano a mano. You got a lot of good matchups. You got like, you know, the guy that they drafted at tailback, the running back from Alabama, going against the D tackle from Alabama, trying to stop him on the run. Like, it's going to be a fun, it's a lot of fun sub stories in there. It's going to be a real fun game, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to watch it. There's going to be a lot of things to watch in that game. So that is definitely one that I'm excited to watch. I'll definitely be tuned into that one. And we're definitely going to talk about it later on in our show, you know, once that game happens. So, okay, D, so I'm going to let you take this one. This game, too, Jared Goff versus the Rams. Who is this game about? Is this game about the Rams or is this game about Jared Goff? Because I know you have a few things to say about him. We all talked about him this season, and I'm just wondering, how do you feel about this game?
This game is not about Goff at all. The star of the show is both teams. They made a trade to each other. They swapped quarterbacks. This is about who made the better deal. Who got the best on their team? Is it Goff, who still got some youth and he can make a second coming? Or is it Stafford that's trying to make a run for a winning season and get to the playoffs? That's what this is about. It was an even swap. Both teams were satisfied with what they've done. They see something in Goff, obviously, with leadership and youth, and he's also a Super Bowl quarterback. He didn't win, but he actually got there. Stafford has never done that. So he actually has an advantage, and his other advantage is youth. So I think it's about both of them. It's about the teams. It's not even about quarterback play. Just who got the better deal? Whose front office made the better call? That's what this one is about. Now, the advantage that the Rams have, they just have an all-around better team. So I don't know how they're going to be able to figure that out, because Goff doesn't have any receivers. He doesn't have any talent on the field. He's got a aged running back in Adrian Peterson still. And they traded away Golladay. Like, anything that they had, they don't have. So they're on a reboot right now. So the star.
Well, damn. I didn't think he was going to go in on him like that.
But he's got the best back end that he's got to throw against. And he's definitely not good at throwing against talented cornerbacks, safeties, and an Aaron Donald coming down to hunt your ass down. So it's going to be a crapshoot. Sorry, Marv. It's going to be a shit show, man. So I hope you do not tune in to that game. Watching the live.
I guess I'm not no more.
Right. And not no more. You definitely won't be. Not anymore. If you thought you was, you're definitely not anymore.
Save
that game is Sunday, August 24th. Sunday, August 24th at 4:05 p.m., Jared Goff and the Lions will be playing the Rams and Matthew Stafford.
Jared Goff and the rest of them.
You know, right. I was going to, you know, I wanted you to end this one out, Marv, because, you know, I know this is your team. I know you're going to have an opinion on it, but I did not expect the way to say all of that. He
oh
went into
full
detail. Yes.
All right, thank
you. You know, he did not let anything go. So go ahead, Marv. Let's hear what you have to say about this big game.
All right, so all last year, right, I gave you all that crap about how you was having to deal with your crush on Tom Brady and how he's left your Patriots and where's your loyalty at and all of that. And now here I am facing the same exact situation. I still believe in Matt Stafford. And now I get to watch him with his sexy new wife out in L.A., you know, in his Beverly Hills lifestyle now. You know what I mean? And I get to come to town with my band of goofballs with Jared Goff, who's washed out of the city, basically. they gave away so many, you know, draft picks on top of Jared Goff just to get rid of him. All number one overall picks are not created equal. I don't know. That being said, Jared Goff's good enough. You know, if you can get open, you can find him most of the time. But he's had some good games. He's thrown some good games. I mean, he's not a complete asshole. You know, I'd rather have him than a few other guys. But, I mean, all that being said, the Rams are probably going to the Super Bowl. I think they're my Super Bowl pick. So I think this is just going to be a Jared Goff spanking. It's going to be an execution.
An execution, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I could see one of those defensive guys turn around and, who knows, they might knock Jared Goff out this game.
Dang, you sound so sad.
I won't go that far. I just don't have any faith in the situation. Like, our coach is, like, talking this Neanderthal stuff. Like, I just hope he got his bag ready. Like, I just hope he got some plays in that bag. Because he talk all that man up and, you know what I'm saying, bite your mouthpiece. You know what I mean? But these are all tough guys. Like, it's the NFL. Everybody's a tough guy. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't just going to come up here and make a mean face at nobody and accomplish nothing. So this is just my little rant about the head coach that we have in Detroit right now. So that is what it is. That being said, I have very little faith in what we're going to accomplish this year. I think we're probably going to come back and get us another good draft pick like the Browns did a few years back. And maybe we can build us a team with a couple of bad seasons. Who knows? But the Rams are probably going to the Super Bowl, man. They're going to face whoever's the last beast out of the AFC standing is going to probably have to fight the Rams.
Wow, the Rams. Okay, well, we're going to see. But this is just the beginning. We're going to see what happens. Okay, next big game, because we got to move along here because we got a few games to get into, and you know how it goes with us. We always get sidetracked. Okay, Sam Darnold versus the Jets. Who is this a bigger game for? Okay, Marv, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, man, it's a bigger game for Sam Darnold. He's trying to prove that he belongs in this league. And if he can't carve up the Jets, he doesn't belong in this league.
Hold on. It sounds like we got an echo on your line real quick. Let me see. All right. Try and talk, Ken. We got you back.
Check out. 1, 2.
Perfect.
Does that sound good
go
now?
Ahead. Yep.
All right, cool. So, basically, Jets got one of the worst defenses in the league. Sam Darnold has been basically in that locker room for the past 3 years. I'm sure he knows a lot about it. Let him go against that same defense with a brand new team with the best guy out of that nucleus, which is the Robbie, whatever his guy. I'm bad on names today. At wide receiver.
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson. Exactly. Thank you. So, yeah, it's the Sam Darnold show. I expect him to show up and show out in this game.
I definitely agree, and I'm not impressed with the Jets and what's going on, so I definitely agree with that. What about you, D?
Sam Darnold all the way, man. I said the kid was nice and special when they had him, and I saw lots of games where you could see that. He just had no line and no talent, no running back, nothing. No quarterback is good enough to overcome that. It's a lot to overcome, but Sam Darnold has, like you say, he got Robbie Anderson. He's got a couple of other good receivers. He got McCaffrey coming out of the backfield. I mean, he's got a team now. He's actually got some players to play with. I think it is going to be a great lights-out show. They got a great offensive coordinator that is going to work with the kid. And we can't blame the Jets for what they had to do. His contract was coming up. You don't have – you're going to have to pay him and try and draft and try and develop and not have money to be able to get veterans in. They had to do what they had to do. They offloaded them. They got a rookie. They got a lot of picks. They're going to build around the rookie. They don't have to pay the rookie for a little while. It was a business decision. Nothing against Sam Darnold. It was more business. Like, look, we're going to have to pay him. We don't know what he's really worth because we didn't really see anything. Do we want to pay him? Do we want to trade? We have the first pick. Like, they just made a business decision. So Darnold is going to carve him up. They're not going to be mad at him doing that. They're just going to be sad that they couldn't keep him because they knew the smarter business decision to do was to get rid of him and start over. They had to.
Well, there you have it, guys. That is going to be I actually think that, I mean, nobody ever wants to watch the Jets, but I think it's going to be a good game. That is Sunday, September 12th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to that game. That is the third game on our list. Okay, big-time game over here. Sunday, October 24th, 4:25. That is also the same time as Jared Goff and the Rams game. So you get to choose who you want to watch, but this is going to be the big game. DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt versus the Texans. Who is this a bigger game for? Okay, Mark, you go.
I don't know. I think it's still always going to be the biggest deal for DeAndre Hopkins. I think he left out of there with such a chip on his shoulder. He's going to relish putting up three touchdowns against Texans. I don't know what's going on in that front office, why they have such dysfunctional relationships with their star talent. But, you know, you just kind of got to deal with what you get. And so I think you're dealing with a Cardinals team that's trending upward. You know, they've got talent all over the place right now. They're going to be a tough team to deal with no matter who's lined up on the other side of the ball. And the Texans, the Juju's over there is just real bad right now. I don't really expect a whole lot out of the Texans this year. But, you know, it's still early. We shall see.
It is definitely early. This is going to be an exciting game. I let you go first, Marv, because now you're in Kansas City, so you're no longer in Arizona. We've got to talk to the Arizona man himself. D, how mm-hmm. do you feel about this game?
No, it's going to be boring. Houston, Texans can get their butts kicked. We don't even know if Deshaun Watson is going to be even on the field. Like, it's a lot going on right now. Like you said, it's a Hopkins salute. See you later. You guys had me. I did everything for you. You didn't want to pay me. You thought I was a cancer. You look what you lost. So they're going to destroy him. He's not even going to have three touchdowns. He'll probably have like four or five. They're done. This is horrible TV. Like, I don't even want to talk about this game because there's no – the fact that Deshaun Watson ain't going to be on the field, we don't even know. He might be in jail. Like, this is going to be done. They ain't got him. What do they got? They ain't got no receivers. They ain't got no tight end. They got Watson. Oh, no. You know what this game is about? This is about Johnson. He's coming back to the Valley to prove he's still a caliber running back that got traded away. They should have kept him. And so it's all about him. It ain't even about Watt and Hopkins. It's about Johnson, the Cardinals stud that they wanted and then traded away like he was chopped liver. It's all about him. He's coming to prove at least there's a spark on this team, and he's that spark. Because that's all I'm going to be. That's all they got. Him, because if Watson ain't there, that's all they got. It's a wrap.
That is definitely going to be interesting for him. What a terrible time to be on that team. So we're definitely going to see what happens. Okay. All right, guys, moving along here. We're going to buckle down to our next game. We're halfway through. Jameis Winston, Sunday, October 31st, 4:25 p.m., Jameis Winston versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, D, you can take this one first.
Are we sure Hill ain't starting over there? They really have a lot of promise on that kid. They believe a lot in him. Are we even sure Jameis is playing as a quarterback? Because they haven't said anything. Unless y'all hear something out of here. They sure heck ain't said Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback yet. I think he'll still got the job somehow, some way. Right. That's why I'm like, I have no idea about that game because I don't even know who the quarterback is. I'm betting on Hill still getting the spot. Jameis Winston, please, man, please. I still believe in your feeling self, man. I still believe in you.
Crab stealing? Not crab stealing.
Yeah, you know he did.
Crab legs.
Crab legs. Trying to run out and say, I'm Jameis Winston with the crab legs. College. But anyway, I just don't know if he's going to be the quarterback. See, that's why I said some of these games, they're trying to make it something, but you don't know. Like, we don't, like,
don't
said,
know until the time
starts,
comes.
You don't know. Right. You don't even know who the quarterback is. Until week one, we need to revisit this with week one so some of these games can be at least known with the roster spot officially said. Week one starter, then I can really come back and say something. Because right now, that Texas one, that's a wash. This one is a wash. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be, right? So, I don't know. And even if it is either Jameis, even if he plays, they going to beat the brakes off of the Saints. Saints are going to be back, but it ain't going to be a good game. If Jameis is even there, he's going to throw all these interceptions, man. So it don't even matter. So let me hear the week one starter. We'll come back to this. Mark it down, Mimi, please. We can talk about it when there's a real information.
Okay. We will definitely talk about it when the time comes. We will. I believe that is week six. So we got some time to figure it out. We'll definitely know who the starter is going to be by that time. Hey, Marv, do you have any opinion on this game?
I do. I think the Saints are going to be a real challenge for the Bucs all year. They got a great group of defense. I mean, great guys on defense. They got talent on offense. If Jameis shows up at quarterback, that might be a reload situation. If the other kid, Hill, if he's even halfway decent, which he really looks like it, he could be a problem at a dual threat issue at that.
Oh, my God. Not real.
The Saints have one of the best head coaches in the NFL. Don't
I know. We let him go. I know. We let him go, man. Don't talk about Peyton, man. We should have made him head coach in Dallas, man.
Yeah, man. He's one of the true, probably top five, six guys in the league who really know how to coach a team. You know, you got to put him in that group with, like, Tomlin and Belichick and there's a few other guys. Maybe Bruce Arians you got to put in there. You know, it's a very high echelon of guys who just keep it.
Andy Reid level.
Andy Reid, Andy Reid, the same kind of guy, man. He's in that conversation. So that's going to be a matchup no matter who's at quarterback. That's my take on that. We can move on to the next game. I know we're on time.
We on time. We always be running out of time. Okay, next game up Sunday, November 7th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Patriots and Cam Newton, if he is at quarterback by that time, somewhere around week 10, I believe, he is going back Carolina to play the Panthers. Now, I believe that Teddy Bridgewater is quarterback. So what are we looking at here?
Wait, stop. Teddy Bridgewater is the quarterback of the Broncos.
Yeah, my bad. Sam Darnold.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so is this a bigger game for Cam Newton? If he is quarterback, do we think that, you know, Mac Jones is going to get this starting slot, even though Belichick says Cam Newton is our quarterback? What do you think his intentions are? Will Cam Newton get to even play this game versus the Panthers?
Man, that's one good question. The other good question is, let's just assume he does get to play. How good is he going to play? The Panthers look scary to me, man. They got another great tailback in the draft. Now they're going to pair him with what they already got in the backfield. They're going to be a lethal running team. If Donald can make it happen with his arm, they're going to be a dual threat offense. It's going to be tough to battle. They're going to keep them in games. They're going to be hard to keep up with. They're going to average high numbers on the scoreboard. I mean, but the Patriots are going to be ready for stuff like that. Now, I guess the real question is Cam going to play? Because I don't know, man. Like, Cam's got to show he want to be there. If he wants to be there, he's the athlete to get a whole lot done. If he shows up and wants to play, then we got some Cam Newton action. I'm all here for it. Because now he's got that young white kid over his shoulder coming out of Alabama that's looking to be the heir apparent. He's already been given the crown. It's just all about when he's going to put it on. And now he got a fire under his feet. So maybe Cam with a fire under his feet is going to play real well. But sometimes you just got to, you know, sometimes people need a gun in their head before they're motivated, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're true. That's very true. I agree. I just think that if Cam Newton has the opportunity to play this game, he's going to be playing for his position every game this season because, like you said, they do have that young kid, and they're looking to replace him, obviously, eventually, and he has to know that, too, as a player. D, how do you feel about this game?
Another win for Brian Hoyer, who's going to be starting in this game. It's over for Cam Newton. He's done. He's washed. It's going to be the Hoyer show going forward. That's why they went and got him. They know he knows the ropes. He knows the plays. He's ready to go. They brought him back when he actually had some offensive firepower. I'm just kidding. No, I think Cam Newton is going to be just fine. I believe they didn't have anybody on the outside to throw to. N'Keal Harry was banged up. They had like fourth, fifth string off the street. Replaceables as receivers out there. They got talent to run the ball with Cam. They are putting two horses in front of him at tight end. We're keep forgetting that. He can run and throw the ball. So they got two tight ends. Even if Cam can't throw it on the outside the numbers, he got two big horses in the middle. Catch the ball, run the ball, dual threat. They're going to open up the playbook for him. That's why they kept him. That's why he didn't leave. They already knew that they had a game plan. They've been talking to Cam on the offseason. We're going to take care of you. You're going to be fine. It's going to be your team. We had to draft a quarterback for the future because we had to develop somebody. We had the pick. We had a high pick. We're going to be winning with you. We're not going to get another high pick again. We had to use it. So don't worry about the kid. We're going to put him back there. We're going to shelf him. We're going to develop him. Brian Hoyer's here to teach the kid the playbook, to get him ready and developed for the future. You're the now. We need to focus on you. We got your two tight ends. We got some great run blocking. We got all the players back. Cam show ready to go.
Okay, Mr. New England. I feel like
right.
I'm a new fan over here.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yo, exactly. I'm really hoping all of that comes true.
Good. I'm glad. Like, God, you're feeling better, Mimi. You had to pick your spirits up.
Exactly. You definitely got me there. I'm feeling more confident about what's going on in that season. Looks like we have a caller. Give me 1 second. Let me bring him on the line.
Right.
Hold on here. Okay, caller, you are unmuted.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, Lou, how are you?
All right. Might just go on.
Yes, you caught us just in time. We are heading into our last segment of the day. We've been talking about revenge games all evening. So there's quite a few during the season. We just left off here with the Patriots, Cam Newton, going back to Carolina to play the Panthers. So definitely going to be a huge game. Do you have any opinion on that game?
It's going to be revenge, and he's out for it. Although, remember, Newton with the Patriots, well, he's no Tom Brady. So, you know, I think we kind of knew that it wasn't going to be the same result, you know, because you can't replace, you know, Brady on that team. But at the same time, I think maybe he's looking for revenge, and I think maybe he's going to get it. You can only lose to a player to a same team so many times. Table's my turn here, so I think I might give it a Cam.
Well, obviously, if you heard Dwayne, he had a very similar opinion to you. He is definitely going for the Patriots on this pick. And real quick, before we get into the last game, I'll give you a chance to talk about the Jets. We talked about them earlier with Sam Darnold playing the Jets, I believe. I'm not sure what week it is. But that's a revenge game for Sam Darnold. How do you feel about
that? Yeah, well, look, he didn't do anything for the Jets anyway, so it's not going to matter. And the fans, I don't think are going to be – I don't think the fans are going to care anyway. Because, like, he was a – well, I don't know if I can use the term a bum, but he let us down so many times. And when he does come back to play in the Meadowlands, it's going to be like a – well, we're going to boo you all the way back, you know. They're not going to be happy with his return, you know, to our turf. Because you know when a player leaves, you know, the team they came from, when he comes back, it's not a very friendly atmosphere. I've seen it happen way too many times before, and this is going to be one of those instances where he's going to get razzed, he's going to be booed to death. And it's going to be downright ugly. Case in point, I know it's very familiar. I was at a Knick game many years ago, and there was rumors going around that Isaiah Thomas was going to come to the Knicks. The day before I went to the game, he turned us down, and when his name was called over the PA system, oh boy, you could hear all those back. You could hear all the boos back to Detroit. And I was one of the loudest.
Well, we're definitely going to see what happens. You know, poor Marv is going to have to tune into that game, and he's going to have to let us know because there's a few
and
other
remember,
games on it.
And yes, one thing, yes. The New York crowd is rough.
He's going to find out. He's definitely going to find out what's going on.
New York.
Okay. Zeke
did good work in New York.
Boy, what happened?
No, I just said Isaiah did good work in New York.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm out here. I got your back. I got your back out here. All right.
Yeah.
The last final game, we're running down on time, but the big game, and obviously I'm going to let D take this one first because he is big on Joe Burrow. So Trevor Lawrence versus Joe Burrow. This is probably going to be one of the most exciting games, Thursday night, September 30th. Thursday night game. It's the only game on. We get to fully tune in. This one, I feel like, was not by mistake. I feel like this game was definitely put on for a reason. But we'll talk about that later. But go ahead, D. How about this game? What do you feel about this game? This is going to be a great game.
What week is it? Just so I have an idea. What week is it?
I think it is week... Three.
Okay. If it's week three, I'm gonna go.
I believe it's week three. Yes.
If it's week three, I see Lawrence and company doing a number on Cincinnati. Okay, so it's earlier in the year.
It's week four. Oh yes, he's right. It's week four. It's a Thursday night game.
Okay.
Week four. Yeah.
Okay. So I just see Lawrence and all those young fast receivers, the re-edition of who do they still have Hooper or did they get rid of him? Or not Hooper, but the ex-Bengal, because that's a revenge game for him. Tyler Eifert, he get to go against the team that let him go. So that's also a game for him if they still have Tyler Eifert. Then you get to see the Tim Tebow show. You got James Robinson in the backfield. He got two great receivers. So he got two tight ends, two great receivers. Trevor Lawrence, big boy running. I just don't think the Bengals have enough with Burrow coming back off of that gruesome injury. I think he needs at least till midseason to get his feet under him right now. He could look good and all that they could say, but that's an injury that you still see ghosts. So I think he's going to need a couple more games for that to be a better viable opportunity for him. So I really see Lawrence and them taking off on him with just the talent and weapons that they have around them. They got a new head coach that's an offensive guru coming in, and they're ready to go. They got studs on the outside. They got some good defensive. They got a great defensive team, so it's not going to be an easy out for people. Like most people think that they're not going to make it. They got Calais Campbell and some other cats that are out there that are really putting wood on people. And Lawrence right now just has to be a game manager but also be a playmaker, and he's got everything going for him. Burrow's still going to be a little wobbly in the legs just because he did get his knee ripped up, man, and they didn't really do anything on the offensive line yet. So it's not like that changed. Calais Campbell's feast party. So that's how I feel about that one.
Yes, you're definitely right about that. They have not made any changes there. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Lou, and then I'll let you finish off, Marv, so you can close out on this game. And then I'll have a few things to say. What do you think about this game, Lou? Are you happy about this matchup?
Wait, which one was it again?
This is Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow.
Oh boy, that's like a heavyweight fight right there. I'm on a front row seat to that game.
Yeah.
If Burrow wasn't hurt last year, I think maybe Jacksonville would have a better season because they were very competitive until Burrow got injured. So I think with him being healthy, I think maybe it's going to be a better game. Lawrence, I don't know.
I mean,
he was great in college, but now let's see what happens when he plays, you know, big time. Not in college anymore.
True,
you know?
It's always different when the lights turn on. That's definitely true. That's true.
Totally.
Always.
I don't know.
Mark, where are you at with this game?
Well, yes, this is going to be a fun one. You talk about a Thursday night. All eyes in the football world are going to be right here to see the unveiling of the future, if you will, future rival quarterback matchup in the NFL. I mean, it's all kind of stacked and predicated on Joe Burrow's injury and him bouncing back from the injury. But I think he's got the kind of character that bounces back from stuff. So I think he'll be ready. That being said, man, the Jaguars look like one of the most interesting stories coming out of the gate this season. They got a whole new attitude and quarterback, new head coach, new system. They got some Tebow magic in the locker room. You know what I mean? There's just a lot that they could be. They could show up and show out. You know what I mean? They can keep a lot of energy and attention off the Texans. You know, they might be one of these teams that we see on you know, the breakdown of the sports shows and the leading into the sports show. These guys might be instant stars, man. You never know.
Yeah, you're right about that. It is going to be interesting to see that there's a lot of things going on. Speaking of Tim Tebow, you brought it up. How do you feel about him coming back? Do you feel like he's too old? Do you feel like he is going to be able to keep up?
Yes.
Do you feel like he is going
to be
adequate?
He's going to be a good enough athlete to be a receiver. You have to have real good body coordination to be a receiver, much more than to be a quarterback. To be able to run routes
right
consistently and catch the ball, he's going to have to – I mean, he's going to go out there and just, you know, be a run blocker maybe.
It's not the fact
still
that he's
in the
old.
Room.
It's not that he's old. He's
the
an
tight end's
so
kind of –
and I don't think he's got – sorry.
No, you're right. But tight ends is one of those – positions you can be old and play effective at. But I just don't think he's an athlete to be.
Are you serious? You really serious about age on a tight end?
Yeah, look at all the old fogies who play tight end. Look at
well,
Gronkowski still in the league.
Well. There's a lot of them that they do better at youthful. That's all positions. You do better with youth. But still, I mean, look at Gronkowski. Like, they still can do it. He's not there for anything but some blocks, couple of catches, the secure catches in the middle, you know, ability to run some trick plays. He's going to throw the ball. I bet you they're going to get him to do a little reverse, throw the ball, pop up to Lawrence. Like, they're going to have fun with it.
So you're even happy different. So you're happy with them picking up Tebow. You think it was a good fit?
No. I'm just saying they're going to have fun with it. I didn't say it was a good idea. I'm just saying he's not going to be super terrible. He can still block. He's a big guy. He can put some blocks down, can do a little button hook, a little curl route, you know,
well,
catch a ball or two.
Okay, but let me ask you this. So what you're telling me is he was better than all of these other young kids out here? Like, or did he get some type of somebody owed him a favor and he would like to cash in on getting back in the game and try to make another name for himself besides being a newscaster?
You already said it. Why are we even asking this question? It's not how well you play or what you know. It's who you know. Duh.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer hooked him up. Like, we all know that. It sucks. But that's why you know what I'm saying? That's why you stay close with your people, because they in high places. I'm a perfect example of that. The only reason why I'm a trainer and the face of the company is because I knew the owner. I didn't have to get on the phones and sell nothing. They were like, hey, here you go. Marv knows. I walked in the door and they were like, here. Hey, you know, world is an unfair place, sir. There's a lot of things that ain't right that I could discuss, but I will not. So if the world is unfair, we all know.
This is not the show for
that. Right,
like, who cares about fair? It's too late for all that. Now, he's still got to produce, though. He only gets 1 year, so it's not like he got like a 10-year deal or like a 3-year deal. He gave him 1 year. Come on in. If you can do something great, if you don't, sorry, we gave you a shot. Wash on out of here. Not for long.
Right.
NFL.
I agree. Well, we're going to see what happens. We're definitely going to come back and talk about him in particular. I want to see how he fits in with this year, with the opportunity that he was given, that obviously somebody didn't get, you know. So I have a hard time believing that his talent, you know, outweighed every young tight end that was in the draft this year. I really can't see that. So,
yeah.
Well, they weren't going to pick anyone up in the draft a tight end anyway. There's nothing good in any spot they were going to pick for a tight end. Like I said, they have Tyler Eifert, so they already got a tight end. All he's going to be is a secondary tight end, kind of like they're doing the Buccaneers. Like, they're doing what they did in Miami, or, I mean, when they were in Florida. They had Hernandez and they had some other kid, and then they had Tebow running the show. Like, that's what they're doing. And it's going to work because they have a better quarterback, and Tebow can play tight end on the other side of Eifert, block, run out, catch something, you know, do some trickery plays. He's just there because he's a football player through and through. It's what he is.
Right.
The kid's got heart, and that's what's going to push him through. It's not all talent that's going to push him through. He can play. He can put some hits on and do a few things. That's all he's going to be for, a flash in a pan. That's it.
Well said.
So.
Well said, definitely. Well, I agree. Well, we're definitely going to have to find out how he does. We'll definitely revisit this situation again. We'll definitely be revisiting all these games again because we want to see the outcomes. We want to see what happens. These are all big games. We'll get to talk about each one on the week that it happens. So it'll be interesting to see how this game, how these games turn out. Thank you, Lou, for tuning in. I know you have your show on Saturdays. You can just let our listeners know how they can tune in to your show.
All right. The In-Hand Sports Show, Saturdays 5 to 7 East Coast time. Number to call is 512-543-4662. Number again, 512-543-4662. We'll discuss the NBA playoffs, what people think of the playing game format. We'll recap the previous things that happened. We got PGA Golf on the line. We'll discuss the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'll even get thoughts on Tebow, who that'll be interesting. So if you got time, call the show Saturday. But do not look for me on Blog Talk Radio. I do not do the show on that. A lot of people get confused about that. Look for me on the Uber site. Just go to Uber, look up conferences, start the show, and you can get it from there.
Awesome. And that's Saturday, guys. So definitely tune in. Thank you, Lou, for calling in. We appreciate you every time. We enjoy having you on our show. Yes, so we will see you next week. We're here on Wednesdays.
time permitting, yes, I'll be back.
Good. Stay safe out there. Stay safe out there, Lou. That was Lou. You guys got to tune into show on Saturday. I got my guys here. We're close down. We just want to thank everybody. It has been another great Wednesday. We have another great show planned for you. You guys got to make sure you tune in every week. Make sure you follow us. Hit the follow tab when you go onto the website. Blog Talk Radio is where we host our show. So hopefully everybody can click on the link to follow, and it'll automatically send you the link every time we create a new show, so you can definitely tune in. We are excited also for our new show that we are going to do every 2 weeks or once a month, our fantasy show. I know you guys are super excited about that. We're definitely going to do that. It's going to be exciting. Are we doing a league this year, guys?
I think we almost have to.
If you're gonna talk it, you have to do it. Like, you can't try and give people.
You know, we all have like 6 or 7 that we're locked into, but I'm saying us, so one personally, we'll have our own that we'll discuss, that we'll use to discuss for the show, and obviously we'll talk about our other leagues too, because. Excuse me, in different situations, but should we do one specifically, a gameplay, a fantasy league, get some people to join, and maybe some of our listeners want to join in. We can have it open. I think we can do about, how many slots can we do? 15? 12, 14. No, 12. I think it's 12, right? 12 slots?
Yeah.
Usually 12 is good. I don't know, 14
is
possible.
Tough already. You go any higher than that, it's chicken pickings at that point.
Let's do 12. Maybe we'll do 10. Maybe we'll keep it even. We'll see. But then a lot of people get good players. But then we'll all be able to talk about more good players on a regular basis. But yeah, that'll be exciting. So you guys don't forget. It'll be on a different day, most likely on a Saturday. Then we're going to try to get that fantasy show in for you guys. So hopefully you guys appreciate that. You'll get us twice a week now. So they'll definitely get their fix in if they miss us on one of the days. But I'm excited about that. We'll have more information for you later. Marv, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you know, as always, it's IGB1GMRV. Catch me out here with the best.
You can find him on all platforms. You heard it there. He, I think, is the same one tag for everything. D, how can the people get a hold of you?
Laporte Clan. Everywhere across the land is Laporte Clan. So Instagram is where I'm usually at most of the time anyway. But
everywhere. Across the land. You guys heard it here first. Everywhere across the land. Okay, you guys know me. You can find me at official_Mimi_C on all platforms. We are here, all three of us, live Wednesday night to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Pacific. Our boy has left us. He is in Kansas City now, but he is tuning in from wherever he is. We hope to see you guys next week. We'll have another great show planned for you guys. Everybody stay safe and stay healthy. Peace out, y'all.
One love. See y'all later.